听力课堂，听 class.com。
Chapter 12, page 115. Vocabulary preview. 1. Bathe the dog. 2. Clean out the garage. 3. Exercise. 4. Iron. 5.Knit. 6. Mop the floor. 7. Pay bills. 8. Rearrange furniture. 9. Repaint the kitchen. 10. Sew. 11. Borrow. 12. Return.Page 116. Will they be home this evening? Listen to the model.
Will you be home this evening?
Yes, I will. I'll be reading.
Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Will Amanda be home this evening?
Yes, she will. She'll be ironing.
2.
Will Jack be home this evening?
Yes, he will. He'll be sewing.
3.
Will Mr. and Mrs. Kramer be home this evening?
Yes, they will. They'll be exercising.
4.
Will Omar be home this evening?
Yes, he will. He'll be paying bills.
5.
Will you be home this evening?
Yes, I will. I'll be knitting.
6.
Will Harriet be home this evening?
Yes, she will.She'll be mopping the floor.
7.
Will you and your wife be home this evening?
Yes, we will. We'll be bathing the dog.
8.
Will your parents be home this evening?
Yes, they will. They'll be rearranging furniture.
Page 117.Hi, Gloria. This is Arthur. Listen.
Hi, Gloria. This is Arthur. Can I come over and visit this evening?
No, Arthur. I'm afraid I won't be home this evening. I'll be shopping at the supermarket.
Oh. Can I come over and visit tomorrow evening?
No, Arthur.I'm afraid I won't be home tomorrow evening. I'll be working late at the office.
I see. Can I come over and visit this weekend?
No, Arthur. I'll be visiting my sister in New York.
Oh. Well, can I come over and visit next Wednesday?
No, Arthur.I'll be visiting my uncle in the hospital.
How about sometime next spring?
No, Arthur. I'll be getting married next spring.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Page 119. Will you be home today at about 5 o'clock? Listen to the model.
Hello, Richard. This is Julie. I want to return the tennis racket I borrowed from you last week. Will you be home today at about 5 o'clock?
Yes, I will. I'll be cooking dinner.
Oh, Then I won't come over at 5.
Why not?
I don't want to disturb you. You'll be cooking dinner.
Don't worry. You won't disturb me.
Okay. See you at 5.
Page 120. How to say it. Calling people on the telephone. The person you're calling is there. Listen.
Hello.
Hello. This is David. May I please speak to Carol?
Yes. Hold on a moment.
The person you're calling isn't there. A different person answers. Listen.
Hello.
Hello. This is Maria. May I please speak to Kate?
I'm sorry. Kate isn't here right now. Can I take a message?
Yes. Please tell Kate that Maria called.
Okay.
Thank you.
The person you're calling has an answering machine. Listen.
Hello. This is Roger. I'm not here right now. Please leave your name, telephone number, and a brief message after the beep, and I'll call you back.
Hi, Roger. This is Eric.
The program continues on the next cassette. Page 120. Listening. You have 8 messages. Listen to the messages on Bob's machine. Match the messages.
Message number 1.
Hello, Robert. This is Aunt Betty. I'm calling to say hello. Call me back. I'll be home all evening. I'll be ironing my clothes. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Message number 2.
Hi, Bob. This is Melanie. I'm making plans for the weekend. Do you want to do something? Call me when you have a chance. I'll be home all day. I'll be studying for a big test. Talk to you later.
Message number 3. Bob, this is Alan. What's up? I'm calling to tell you I won't be able to play tennis with you this Saturday. I'll be attending my cousin's wedding in Dallas. See you soon. Message number 4.
Hello, Mr. Kendall. This is Ms. Wong from the State Street Bank. I'm calling about your application for a loan. We need some more information. Please call me at 472-9138. You can call this evening. I'll be working until 8 p.m. Thank you.
Message number 5. Hi, Bob. This is Rick. Nancy and I want to invite you over to dinner at our new apartment. Call us back. We'll be home all weekend. We'll be repainting the living room. Bye. Message number 6.
Hello, Bob. This is Denise. I got your message last week. Sorry I missed you. Call me back. I'll be home this evening. I'll be paying bills. Take care.
Message number 7. Hello. This is a message for Robert Kendall. I'm calling from Dr. Garcia's office. Dr. Garcia won't be able to see you next month. He'll be visiting hospitals in Russia. Please call so we can change your appointment. Thank you, and have a nice day. Message number 8.
Hello, Bobby. This is Mom. Bobby, are you there? Pick up the phone. I guess you aren't there. Dad and I are thinking of you. How are you? Call us, okay? But don't call this afternoon. We'll be exercising at the health club. Well, talk to you soon, Bobby. Bye.
Page 121. Growing up. Listen. Jessica is growing up. Very soon she'll be walking, she'll be talking, and she'll be playing with the other children in the neighborhood. Jessica can't believe how quickly time flies. She won't be a baby very much longer. Soon she'll be a little girl. Tommy is growing up. Very soon he'll be shaving, he'll be driving, and he'll be going out on dates. Tommy can't believe how quickly time flies. He won't be a little boy very much longer. Soon he'll be a teenager. Kathy is growing up. Very soon she'll be going to college. She'll be living away from home, and she'll be starting a career. Kathy can't believe how quickly time flies. She won't be a teenager very much longer. Soon she'll be a young adult. Peter and Sally are getting older. Very soon they'll be getting married, they'll be having children, and they'll be buying a house. Peter and Sally can't believe how quickly time flies. They won't be young adults very much longer. Soon they'll be middle-aged. Walter is getting older. Very soon he'll be reaching the age of 65. He'll be retiring, and he'll be taking it easy for the first time in his life. Walter can't believe how quickly time flies. He won't be middle-aged very much longer. Soon, he'll be a senior citizen. Page 122. She'll be staying with us for a few months. Listen to the model.
How long will your Aunt Gertrude be staying with us?
She'll be staying with us for a few months.
Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
How long will they be staying in Vancouver?
They'll be staying in Vancouver until Friday.
2.
How much longer will you be working on my car?
I'll be working on your car for a few more hours.
3.
How late will your son be studying this evening?
He'll be studying until 8 o'clock.
4.
How much longer will you be practicing the trombone?
I'll be practicing the trombone for a few more minutes.
5.
When will we be arriving in Sydney?
We'll be arriving in Sydney at 7 a.m.
6.
How far will we be driving today?
We'll be driving until we reach Milwaukee.
7.
How much longer will you be chatting online with your friends?
I'll be chatting online with my friends for 10 more minutes.
8.
How soon will Santa Claus be coming?
He'll be coming in a few days.
Page 123. Happy Thanksgiving. Listen.
Thanksgiving is this week. And several of our relatives from out of town will be staying with us during the long holiday weekend. Uncle Frank will be staying for a few days. He'll be sleeping in the room over the garage. Grandma and Grandpa will be staying until next Monday. They'll be sleeping in the master bedroom. Cousin Ben will be staying until Saturday. He'll be sleeping in the guest room. Cousin Bertha will be staying for a week. She'll be sleeping on a cot in the children's bedroom. My wife and I will be sleeping downstairs on the convertible sofa in the living room. Our family will be busy for the next few days. My wife and I will be preparing Thanksgiving dinner, and our children will be cleaning the house from top to bottom. We're looking forward to the holiday, but we know we'll be happy when it's over. Happy Thanksgiving!
Page 124. Pronunciation. Contractions with will. Listen, then say it.
Yes, I will. I'll be cooking. Yes, he will. He'll be baking. Yes, it will. It'll be raining. Yes, we will. We'll be reading.
Say it, then listen.
Yes, I will. I'll be cleaning. Yes, she will. She'll be studying. Yes, you will. You'll be working. Yes, they will. They'll be sleeping.
End of chapter 12.